Hello, that's Lauren Forbes.
And that's Sarah Watt. It's the 2nd of December.
Welcome to the South News Pipeline. Don't forget to subscribe to our mailing list.
To do this, click on the link on the right-hand panel.
News from Mr. Dixon.
NESTA, the National Endowment for Science and Technology, have just published a report that raises concerns about the decline in practical science work that is being done in schools.
The science faculty here at South is proud to continue its policy of making learning science as enjoyable, interactive and hands-on as possible, whether that is through using the Van de Graaff generator in physics,
dissecting eyes in biology,
or using milk powder to explore the effect of a large surface area on the reactive reaction.
As a result, we were filmed Tuesday for a short article on Teachers TV about the NESTA report. And from Mr. Auger,
South's two young enterprise companies were in action last week in Worcester Cathedral.
Brief Encounter and PCC Gifts both had stalls at the Worcester Trade Fair and had a great time.
The event was very much a learning experience for both groups, with much market research going on to find out what the competition were selling.
PCC Gifts were selling a range of seasonal Christmas cards, wrapping paper and gift ideas, whilst the ladies of Brief Encounter were selling their range of lingerie.
Both companies will be giving you the opportunity to take advantage of their great products over the coming weeks.
So if you are after that very gift for someone special, contact Louisa Seymour or Alex Booker of Brief Encounter. And for the card and gift wrap to make it perfect, contact
Simon Boone or Brandon Witalski of PCC Gifts, our Year 12 Young Enterprise Companies.
This one's from Mr. Lockwheaton and the Photography Club.
All the entries are now in for the colour competition.
The new photography competition will be People. The UK Mathematics Trust Senior Maths Challenge was taken by a number of our students earlier in November.
Our congratulations go to the following students who gained certificates.
Silver go to Jacob Rice,
David Twilley,
Sophie Lovick,
Alex Deem,
Emily Staten,
Alenka Bukovikova.
Bronze go to Jess Hill,
Peter Mason,
John Barton,
Nicola Sexton,
Tom Dennison,
and Rafe Markham.
Alex Deem also won the Best in School Award.
This challenge is aimed at sixth formers, so particular congratulations go to Sophie, Alex, Emily and Rafe, who are in Year 11, and to Alenka, who is in Year 10. This week's Brain Box. Here are the answers from last week.
There is a box smashed on the pavement. There is a package next to it unopened. The equipment was ruined because the package didn't open. What's in the package?
Answer, a parachute.
And this week's Brain Box. A man rode into town on Tuesday and stayed in a hotel, and two nights later he rode home on Tuesday. How is this possible?
How come anteaters never get sick?
Music comes from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Have a look at music.podshow.com.
The first song is Better Life by Common Ground.
I can't fall down, my feet don't touch the ground. I need to see the wire under me, the crowd below. The less you know will help to save me from reality.
Yeah.
second song is If Every Day Was Christmas by Slow.
First winter snow outside my window. Feels like that time again to me. From mistletoe, a Christmas show. Lighting of that famous Christmas tree. People are shopping for their loved ones and making plans for Christmas feast. But it all goes by in the blink of an eye, and then we have to wait another year. But what if every day were Christmas? What a wonderful world this would be. We would never feel blue. We'd make all our dreams come true if Christmas were every day. This time brings out the good.